Well, today we get reaction on the latest cattle on feed report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We go to market analyst Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, overall, how did this report turn out?
Overall, Leslie, I don't think it's going to have any big bearing on the market come Monday. Placements were 2% larger than expected on feed, and marketing in line with expectations. Now, looking at them a little bit more in depth, our October on feed was 102%. The trade was looking for 101.8%. This means that we put on feed 10,218,000 head of cattle. This is 3.9% below the five-year average. Kansas was unchanged from a year ago. Texas up 1%. Nebraska was up 2% versus a year ago on feed numbers. Now, this is the largest on feed number of the past 3 years, and today's on feed number is the 11th time in the past 12 months of year-over-year increases. September placements came in at 96%. They was looking for 93.9%. This means we placed 1,931,000 head of cattle. This is 11.8% lower than the five-year average. This is the smallest September placement of the past 20 years and only the second time in the September time period that we've been underneath the 2 million head category as far as placements. Even at this low level, it is still the largest monthly placement of the past 10 months. Texas was down 6% on their placements versus a year ago, Nebraska down 4%, and Kansas was unchanged versus a year ago. The weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category was down 14.1%, 600 to 699-pound category down 17.1%, 700 to 799-pound category down 4.1%, and 800-plus category up 7.8%. The 800-pound-plus placements have been larger the previous year, 12 of the past 13 months. So we continue to have a lot of heavy cattle going in our feed yards and even going out of our feed yards. September marketings, 98%. Trade was looking for 97.7%. We marketed 1,642,000 head. This is 4.4% below the five-year average. This is the third lowest September marketing number of the past 20 years and is the first time this year that the current month is not the lowest of the past 20 years. Texas was down 11% on their marketings versus a year ago, Kansas down 2%, and Nebraska was 8% higher than a year ago.
Also out this week, USDA did release a cold storage report. We've been watching that, and we know that it's been growing, but were you surprised with the number that came out earlier this week?
Not really surprised, but I don't think it's good news in the long run. We saw on Thursday's number the total red meat, total beef, and total pork frozen stocks all were record highs for the September time period. Beef stocks were up 5.5% from last month and up 31.3% from a year ago, which also makes them the largest beef stocks we have seen since April of 2013. Not to help the situation, we saw pork stocks 19.2% higher than a year ago, and this just continues to say we have plenty of protein and storage out there that we need to work our way through. The imports that we saw earlier this year has not helped the situation, along with the fact that we continue to kill very heavyweight cattle.
With these two reports combined, cattle on feed and the cold storage report, again, do you anticipate much market reaction?
I don't think so. Even today's downside, I do not think was a total reflection of the cold storage report. I think it was more profit-taking, technical selling than anything. I don't think we're going to see that much of a reaction Monday from the cattle on feed report. I think the biggest thing we're going to wait to see is what the cash cattle trade is going to be for this week. And we might not find that out till Monday morning. We've heard of a little bit of trade taking place in the north at 208. That would be about $3 higher than last week's highs. So there is a possibility we're going to see a little bit higher cash trade. I think the cash is going to still be the dominant factor out there, but keep in mind, we have had a large rally in our live cattle and feeder cattle futures since we put the contract lows in back at the first of the month. This market is due for a little bit of a pullback, more than we actually saw take place today.
Okay, Tom, for people looking for more information, how can they reach you?
Leslie, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 go to Tom.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, with your market analysis of the latest at Cattle on Feed report, as well as the cold storage report released earlier this week. With coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.